This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Running the ropes?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things wrestling related, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the BKS, the best kept secret in podcasts, and not just in podcasts today, but in wrestling in general. It's been a hot minute. I think the last thing we did was AEW's Grand Slam when we talked about wrestling, and a lot of things has come and gone since then.
Saying a lot of things is an understatement. But before we get to all of that, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
You know, you said all that. Won't be surprised if that's going to be the next pay-per-view, because we got All In, we got All Out, all that. It's the next pay-per-view, I'm calling it.
I mean, it doesn't sound too far-fetched, but a lot has been transpiring in the wrestling world. We've had legit trades. I imagine it's not a trade,
but it happens to Coraline as a trade, basically.
I just picture, you know, like back in the day, you're trading Pokemon with your friend, and you see in the tube the Pokemon pass by each other. It's like two trains passing in the night. There's a whole merger thing we got to talk about, because that's a whole other separate issue. But while we're talking about trades, let's just hammer away these two. Roster swaps, I'll call it.
No, I think a trade is more.
It sounds better.
It sounds better, and it feels
technically
like
it is. Technically, it isn't, but it is. So we're talking about Jade Cargill now jumping ship from AEW over to WWE, and Adam, the Rated R superstar Copeland, going over to AEW.
You said his name so backwards. It's a Rated R superstar Adam Copeland, not Adam Rated R superstar Copeland.
Well, it's in the middle.
No, it's in the front. It's in the front. Yes, it is.
No, it sounds better that way.
No, what do you mean, Adam Rated R super? No, that's not. No, absolutely not.
He's Rated R. You know, he's provocative.
He's provocative. It gets the people going.
It does. Now, I'm going to start by asking you this hot take question, and then we can dive into all the nuts and bolts about this. In your opinion, who is the better signing, Edge or Jade Cargill? Yeah.
I think about that one. Because you know I'm an AEW mark. I'm an AEW guy.
You were calling me a mark for the podcast we did last week. Because
you're a fan. You were like, oh, I don't. You even said it. I don't watch AEW. I'm more of a WWE guy.
I'm loyal.
Yeah, so was Edge. Yeah. But
money can buy you anything.
No, I gotta say, Adam Copeland. WWE did make it seem like Jay Cargo was the next big thing with all the press and acting like it. But it's like, you forget when she started off, she was very much like Braun Strowman. When people saw Braun Strowman, people were saying, oh, why are you pushing him? And then a couple of years later, his match with Roman pushed him up. And people were like, yes, get these hands. People wanted Braun to win the title. And then that was like with Jade Cargo. People were like, oh, why is Cody feuding with Jade Cargo? Why are they burying the women's division around here? And then now everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's one of the best women's on the roster. It's like that, how I compare it, but it's like Adam Copeland is somebody who people wanted in AEW. I don't think anybody wanted Jay Cargo in WWE.
So I have a way to answer this question without really answering it, and that's my cop-out, because I asked the question so I can get this workaround just fine. Short-term, I think the Edge signing for AEW will be the greater success.
Well, he's also full-time too, unlike his last WWE contract was, he was just a part-timer.
Yes, and I think long-term, you know, end of the day, we're looking back at this time in WWE versus AEW. I think Jade Cargill will be the better signing.
I don't think so, because look at Sting. Man's like, what, 65, 70, still going? Edge could do that. Edge could be in his 70s and still go.
The only reason why I say for Jade Cargill is because, like you said, that initial rust period with her is now worn, and she's fairly good in the ring. And again, you brought up the fact, the way they presented the signing. ESPN, which is sports.
Yeah.
Let's acknowledge it's sports, not wrestling, because, you know.
Yeah.
The signing was announced on ESPN. The day the thing happened, you know, we got all the videos on social media of her coming to the performance center, the rumors leading up to it, and she was presented as such. You mentioned also, you know, back when Cody came back to WWE, it was the matter of how they presented him to the crowd. And I feel like they had the mold with Cody, and now Jade Cargill, who, you know, we talk about women's wrestling now, this could be the boost it needs, at least in the WWE, because, you know, we also talk about at length, who's going to challenge, like, a Rhea Ripley? Who's going to challenge a Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, bars? People we haven't seen. And here comes Jade Cargill, fresh new matchups across the board. I think that's what opens the door for the future.
I 100% agree, but it's also how you react to the crowds, and because yes. A lot of people don't watch AEW. This is the first non-WWE AEW. People knew Cody because he was from WWE. She's a homegrown talent in AEW. It's just to see if people are going to react to her, if people are going to know her, because there are some fans that don't just watch Twitter, go on Twitter. They don't go to ESPN. They just watch the product. There were kids, I know when I was younger, I never watched the internet. I didn't see who these superstars were coming from TNA, Ring of Honor to WWE. So it's like, it's how you generate with the crowd, how you go with it. With Edge, kids were watching him on SmackDown when he was made his attempt. People knew him. Their dads knew Edge. So it's like, the matter of fact, you're right about how, you know, it's how you present Jared Carger, but it's like, how do you bond with the audience, because it's like, oh, it's just another woman wrestler. What do I care about her? And it's like, you could go in the ring. We know you could do that with the AEW roster. How can you evolve to WWE style? Because completely different format, how they, you can watch. It's like night and day how WWE superstars wrestle compared to how AEW superstars wrestle. Like that with Edge, you have that, people call it the new era in AEW now. It's the nostalgia act. Because you have like Christian running, you have Sting, you have all these guys. I think it's not a nostalgia guy because we never seen this type of Christian before. We're picking on superstars who have dead fathers and corrupting them. Christian was always my favorite guy between Edge and Christian. I always loved Christian. To see him finally main event a pay-per-view for the first time was beautiful in AEW. I love that. Is he going to take a back seat now since Adam Copeland's in here? I hope he doesn't.
Well, he's wrestling Luchasaurus. Pending the time of this podast, he's wrestling Luchasaurus Edge on Wednesday's Dynamite.
But I just hope that like they don't push him to the side now they have a bigger star. But AEW has filled that void that CM Punk has left in AEW. So now Survivor Series is coming in 2 months. Punk said... He has nothing going on until 2 months. Oh. It's in Chicago. You know, you take Adam Copeland. What a bigger, you know, Jay Carger is like, Adam Copeland's here. You want to make an impact. You want to do like, oh yeah, you took our guy. Let's go take your guy now.
So I guess let's talk about CM Punk now. Cause you know, we covered the whole incident while he left AEW now. Mm-hmm. Of course, like you just said, rumors have been speculating galore, and there was recently, like, people are saying little mentions, like little taglines in reference to CM Punk on Raw, I haven't seen them, but I'll look at them to see if that's actually true.
Shawn Michaels said that he has no hard feelings against Punk. Every interaction he had with Punk was always good. Shawn's like, I don't mind having Punk down in NXT. Bully Ray says that he doesn't mind having Punk in Impact. It's like,
I'm going to stay true to this. I don't see the need for him in WWE. I just don't.
I can see him a need for NXT. You want him a lighter schedule. You don't want him to wrestle every day because he's injury prone, as they say. You have him on NXT. You get more people's eyes on NXT. Because first of all, No Mercy just came and gone, and what an amazing show!
Yes.
No Mercy was an NXT. People were like, ever since the Black and Gold NXT hasn't been good. Granted, I don't think when it was NXT 2.0, when it was Bruce Pritchard and Vince running it, it wasn't good. But when the moment Shawn took over, it's been banger after banger. If you guys haven't been watching NXT now, you have to. Tiffany and Becky Lynch's match, beautiful. Kamelo and Egon Dragunov, your guy, your NXT UK guy.
Love it.
Phenomenal. He finally wins the title. Like, it was such a great
show. Baron Corbin. I mean, come on.
No, you don't even say anything. You just say Baron Corbin's name. That show, people say NXT is the best wrestling show right now. After No Mercy, I can't say, because there was no match on that call where I'm like, all right, and I don't care about it. It was banger after banger after banger. So have Punk to be on NXT, that's how you get people's eyes on NXT then. Just have him stay in Florida.
I can see, like, if CM Punk does come back, him working that Edge schedule where, like, he's here for, like, a month span around big-time pay-per-views, like a Lesnar schedule.
Yeah.
I don't think it works in a world where we see him full-time.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, there's hard feelings with Triple H. I don't know if that's ever got fixed or resolved. I don't know.
Like I said, money can buy anything.
I'm saying, but money can buy anything, but there's still going to be animosity between those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Shawn Michaels said he has no issues with Punk. So if you want to keep, when Punk came to, when they had the backstage on Fox Network, he wasn't dealing with Triple H. He was dealing with Fox's network itself. If you wanted to have Punk be happy, you just bring him down to Shawn Michaels. No interactions with Triple H, no interactions with Vince. You just deal with Shawn, you listen to Shawn, boom, done. Happy man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Before we go, Dominic Mysterio loses the title. Do you think that elevated him or he elevated the title? Because the match with what's the guy's name? Dragon Lee was amazing on Raw.
This is my thing. Dominic Mysterio, I feel, didn't need a title. I think he always... Eventually, he would hold the title in WWE. That's no secret. But I think his character works better as, like, that little brother that can't...
It's annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying and can't really get the job done, which is why he needed Rhea by his side, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dragon, he won it without Rhea on Monday Night Raw against Dragon Lee.
Yeah, and it also, like, it makes it funnier for the fact that he's a Raw superstar, being Dominic Mysterio, holding an NXT title, like the North American Championship.
Even though he didn't go through the NXT system, he's like...
Yeah, he's just kind of like, I just showed up and took it. That's what I do. Like, it fit, like, the title run in itself fit his character. I don't think he changed or impacted the title in any way. He defended it, at least on NXT, a lot more.
He defended it on Raw.
Or defended it on Raw. Now that Trick Williams holds that title, it's going to be interesting to see who follows up to go after him. Because
Kamel Hayes, you saw that angle where he was just looking at Trick Williams' title.
You got guys like Dragon Lee. I was going to say Mustafa Ali, but now he's gone from the...
Question is, was Mustafa Ali going to win the title at No Mercy then?
I wish. I think he would have done great in that role.
That match would have been a bang. I think it would have been a better match than what we got with Trick Williams and Dragon Lee.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
Drake Williams versus Dominic Mysterio. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. With that stuff, it's always... it's so weird. Like, there was reports coming out that the promo Mustafa Ali did, where he kind of was like a public...
Politician.
Politician. Yeah. That's what got him released. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that clears PR.
Yeah, you know, but when I saw that, I was intrigued. I was like, "Ooh, I like this new gimmick. I want more of it."
Yeah, no, like I was all for it. I think honestly, at that point, you're in NXT. Just try to throw whatever at the wall and see what sticks. Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the big... going back to Edge before we move on to the other topics. Edge said, and I don't know if you watched the media scrum, but Edge said the main reason why what made me go to AEW is what his daughter said, "Go be with Uncle Jay." Uncle Jay being Christian, and have fun. And I'm like, that's the most wholesome thing you can ask for a reason to sign with a company. Your daughter's saying, go be with your best friend and have fun. Like,
not to call him old, but like, whenever you get old enough in this wrestling business, I think whenever you reach that age bracket, I think you as a wrestler, you've proven enough, like, with your body, like, prior... at that point, make the best decision of what makes you happy and try the things you want to do. So now we're going to see a new version of Edge, and let's see where that goes.
I just wish he won the war title before he left, the title that he never...
You think he's holding... I think he beats Christian for the TNT title.
Yeah, but I mean, like, with the tournament crowning the whole war champion, I wish Edge had one more run in WWE.
Yeah.
Before going it...
Him versus MJF too sounds like a nice little thing.
Oh, I give me goosebumps! Give me goosebumps!
But I'm gonna give you more outlines to this WWE, UFC,
TKO,
whatever RKO merger here. Apparently, there's rumors they want to add in weight classes to the internal rosters in WWE. Well, believe me, we're gonna get there. Name changes and a thing I want, and then we'll talk about it more. I want a women's mid-card title.
No.
Save it. Shh. Let's talk about the weight classes because 205 Live is on my mind. I think doing that is totally a waste of time. They tried it.
The
weight classes. They tried it. I mean, it is the World Heavyweight Championship, but Seth Rollins is holding it. He's like, what, 220? 220? That is heavy. That is heavier than me. But, like, I just don't see the allure. Does it get rid of matchups you want, like a Gunther versus Seth Rollins, or Chad Gable versus Gunther? Like, if they're gonna segment it, they gotta have like good reason to, or just do a whole separate show like 205 Live and then revamp it.
So in the box, since I did boxing, boxing heavyweights were unlimited, so they didn't really have a weight class, like a number to it. Okay. Cruiserweights were about 200 pounds. Light heavyweights was 175. And super middleweights were 168. But okay. I think the weight class is necessary. And I think it'd be fun because look at New Japan. New Japan has the junior heavyweights. It has the heavyweights, the tag team heavyweights. And then once the teams and the superstars that were in that division thinks, all right, there's nothing else for me. I want to go for more. And then they move up to the heavyweights. I feel like that'd be cool. The same way you literally do what New Japan did. Because look at Finn Balor. Finn Balor was in the junior heavyweight. And then he was like, I'm sick of it. I want to be in the heavyweights. I want to be in the main event. And he moved up and you became one of the biggest stars in New Japan. If WWE does something similar like that, I'm okay with. And imagine if you're stuck in the junior heavyweight or cruiserweight, and then you win the Royal Rumble, and you're like, nah, I ain't going for the cruiserweight title. I'm going for the heavyweight title. And I have the right, since I'm the Royal Rumble winner.
I think a nice middle ground, you can do like New Japan. There's like the junior heavyweights, blah,
blah,
blah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But?
Don't give me a butt. I don't like butts.
Do it by age.
No, uh-uh.
Mm-mm. I think by age, because there was like a weird thing that Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes are like 20-something years old, 24, 25. And I'm like, all
you're
right.
You're ages. That's what I'm getting out of from. You're ages.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
And like people like Thea Hale are like 20. It's like the idea of having like the... Which is essentially NXT versus main roster. But I don't really care for weight classes. If they want to do that, by all means, go ahead. I just personally don't see the need for it.
I mean, WWE proved that they could do a cruiserweight division. They did it back in the 2000s. And the Russo's like, you gave me the dirtiest look right now.
I thought you were about to say 205 Live. I was going to say, sir, as much as I love that show... It did not work.
No, I'm talking about during the Ruthless Aggression era. They made the cruiserweight work in that era. They can make a cruiserweight division. And it's
true.
Just, and then, no, but I think the best way is like the New Japan style if they want to do weight classes. And then going for your, about having the mid-card titles for the women's, we saw how that did with the tag titles for the women's division. I don't think. You need, I mean, granted, AEW is doing it with the TBS title for the women's division over there. I just don't think you need that. You need to just give women's chances. Because right now, WWE pushes who on the main roster? Belair, Charlotte Flair, Becky, and...
Would you throw Asuka?
No, Asuka, because she's like... Yeah. I mean, like, the person that's countlessly in the main event scene. Like, there's only four.
But.
I don't like butts. I don't like your butt.
Well, you know, I've been working on it. Relax. Getting the squats in. But this opens the door for, like, a Shayna Baszler, an Asuka. Io Sky is apparently, or not Io Sky.
Dakota Kai, my wifey.
Dakota Kai. Oh, she's hurt.
Don't talk to her about it like that.
I almost had it. You made Kairi Sane. Apparently, she's coming back. It opens the door for like those people to be credible and have a title on them. Like Shayna Baszler, we've been begging for that classic NXT Shayna Baszler to come back. We got glimpses of it when she was facing Ronda Rousey, and now it fizzled out to nothing.
Yeah, because of freaking Nia Jax. She's like, she's not like most girls.
That's a whole other deal. But again, like you talked about the women's tag titles, those things are cursed. I just don't know what the heck is happening with them. And the women's tag titles have never been treated like true tag team titles where an actual team goes for them, a team that has chemistry, a team that has been built together from the ground up, like a DIY, like Edge and Christian, like those teams. It's always been these ragtag matchups. Example right now, Chelsea Green and Doudrop, or Piper Niven, my bad. It's just like, aside from, like, name the Kabuki Warriors, all right, that's an actual real deal tag team. And do you say Sasha Banks and Naomi are a real...
Sasha Banks and Bayley?
I'm talking about like a real tag team.
That was a real tag team.
Like the Dudley Boys, like Edge and Christian. I'm talking about like real, like this. You look at them and you're like, all right, that wrestler belongs with that one. Not yes, this main eventer's not doing anything, and this main eventer's not doing anything. So let's just combine them.
Do you not forget how Bayley got called up? Sasha needed a tag partner, and then they were teaming up. I think that works. Who else? Charlotte Flair and Carmella. Remember they're teaming?
Not a real tag team.
Charlotte Flair and Asuka.
Again, it would benefit.
Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
It would benefit to just have one title in the division, just to kind of be like, hey, Shayna Baszler, you're not doing anything right now. We view you as a main event star. Here you go. And then you can build up people like Chelsea Green, like Piper Niven, like all these people that aren't doing anything. Natalia has been on the roster for 50 years, and she just kind of hovers around. Her running with a mid-card title and having a young talent go over her would be awesome. You see my long term.
But then you have the issues of having too many titles, and then you see how the US
I'll sacrifice
title,
those women titles real quick. Get those tag team titles out. Let's soul for soul tag titles out. Mid card women's title in. Give me all that.
Because you saw how long it took for the IC title and the US title to come back. And I think, if anything, NXT needs a mid-card title to give them that. I don't think the main rosters, just have them fight for titles.
Would an all-women show with a title just defended on that show, would that help? Where you can combine the Raw, SmackDown, and NXT rosters and just have them go at it?
And then winner gets what, a title?
Yeah. Match?
Title match or title?
Title. Like 205 Live, but all women from every single WWE show.
Huh.
Because they've been talking about doing this Evolution pay-per-view again, the all-women's pay-per-view. And then you can just say, like, hey, one Saturday, like, every 3 months, here is, like, the G1 climax of WWE women's division.
Good for you for knowing the G1 climax. I know that was in your definition. Good job.
I don't know. Sometimes I do. And this happens to be the one time.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But I don't see the harm in it. I don't. It only will help build people.
I don't think so. I honestly don't. I know a lot of people want the mid-card. So I know, especially in the 2K games, they brought back the old United States title and they made that the women's United States title. And they brought up one of the nicest Intercontinental titles I ever seen. The one that Cody introduced, the white strap. And then they made that the women's Intercontinental title. No, because then you're going to have, like, you know, how people like Shinsuke hold the U.S. title and never defend it or stuff like that. I think you need a TV title for the women's division, if anything.
Sure.
If you're going to give a title that's like the TBS title, call it the USA title. No.
It is all USA now.
No, but we have the United States title, so.
USA Network.
New USA Network, something like that that has the stipulation that this title has to be defended on every television,
and the give it a good team. Title.
It has the word cock in it. I don't know if that's gonna fly.
The cock title.
The cock title. The P title.
Title. No, let it rip. Do it.
I think that's like the only way I would agree. If you give a woman's the title that gives them the spotlight on television, not just a pointless title. Give them like a TBS title that's the
favorite. You want to talk about pointless? The Heritage Cup on NXT. What is it?
You watched NXT UK.
But yeah, I did. But like, I still don't see the premise.
What is it? What is USNXT UK?
You talk about the men's division having too many titles. Look at that. You got the NXT North American Championship. You got the Men's Tag Team Championship. You got the Heritage Cup. And you got the Men's Championship.
The Heritage Cup has always been NXT. And that was from NXT. That was from NXT UK. That's your show. You explain to me what the Heritage Cup is.
Another thing. It's like the Braun Strowman green title. The Greatest Royal Rumble title. That's never been defended.
Going back to the 2K games, 2K23, they brought the Heritage's title into the you in the story mode, and Norumdar has it, and then you beat Norumdar for it, and then he's like, all right, I'm giving this trophy up for a shot at the NXT title. If it's like that, like kind of like the money, like you, if you win this, if you like King of the Ring, kind of like you win the trophy, you get a shot at a title. That's how they had it in the 2K universe. But that's from your brand, your dead brand. You explain to me what that is.
Don't mock NXT UK. It's best.
It's dead. It was the best. It's dead on the ground. I'm stepping on it right now.
It's the best. But you know what is also.
There's one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
We talked about the merger. We also talked about how they want some UFC fighters coming in challenging for the title. How do you feel about that?
Conor McGregor injected in my veins. That man is a WWE character in real life. I try to rationalize these people coming over, but again, it's going to be something to the impact that Mike Tyson had whenever he joined up with DX. They're not, but then again, they could come in and be a wrestler, have, you know, matches or whatever. The style never really translates. I mean, we've seen it with Ronda Rousey go over pretty well, but these people, if they want to come over from UFC, I see it being in more of a celebrity spot versus a full-time wrestler role. That's just my viewpoint on it.
Ah, Aziz is the blind man.
I'm blind.
But you know what isn't blind, Kay?
What?
More episodes of the Get Comfy podcast.
Of course, you can catch more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.